I heard there might be an earthquake sometime soon. You big coward. Dear Tim and Moby, we're multiplying and dividing powers, and I am so lost. From Jack. I had trouble with that too until Moby straightened me out. Seeing 10 to the power of 2 can, well, it can freak you out. But 10 to the second is just 10 times 10, and 10 times 10 equals 100. So, say we want to multiply 10 to the second and 10 to the third. Powers that have the same base can be multiplied by adding their exponents. 10 to the power of 5 is 100,000. Let's check our math. We've already determined that 10 to the second is 100. 10 to the third is 10 times 10 times 10. That's 1,000. 100 times 1,000 is 100,000. Hey, where's that Richter scale we made? The intensity of an earthquake is measured on something called the Richter scale. These numbers represent earthquake intensity in powers of 10. It's a little confusing, so pay attention. You remember that any number to the power of 0 equals 1, right? So, on the Richter scale, 10 to the power of 0 has an intensity of 1. 10 to the power of 1 has an intensity of 2, and so on. That's why the Richter scale number is always 1 more than the exponent. You got it! An earthquake that registers 8 on the Richter scale has an intensity of 10 to the power of 7. So, how many times more intense is an earthquake that measures 8 on the Richter scale than an earthquake that measures a 5? You divide powers that have the same base by subtracting their exponents. We've got 10 to the power of 7 minus 4, which equals 3. 10 to the power of 3 is 1,000. So that Richter 8 earthquake is 1,000 times more intense than the Richter 5 earthquake. Nice work, Moby. Oh, be quiet.